Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I'm your host, Bob Siegel. It's always good to be joined by my producer, Brendan Thomas. Brendan, as I always ask, what is on your radar tonight?
Well, Bob, I'm not sure whether to call this a part five, because technically we did one question with Jim Barrier, or a part six of Bible questions tonight.
I doubt that anyone in the audience is losing sleep over what part we're calling it. Questions themselves will stand in their own right.
All right. So we'll go to 5.5, I guess.
We'll meet in the middle. There we go.
So my first question involves Simon the Magician, or also known as Simon Magus. So whatever happened to him, we know that he believed and it was baptized, and this is according to Acts chapter 8, verse 13. However, the text seems to indicate that he wasn't truly regenerated when Peter says, "Your money perishes with you. Your heart is not right in the sight of God." Was his belief not truly a belief unto salvation? Do you think he was really saved? Peter also says, "Repent and pray to God if perhaps that thought of your heart may forgive you." What did Peter say? Why did Peter say perhaps? And doesn't God promise to forgive us if we repent and confess our sins?
These are great. Well, originally, to answer your question, was Simon saved? Originally, the path he was going on was not the path of salvation. It was the path of destruction. The Bible tells us that there are two sources for supernatural power, God and Satan. One of the most obvious places where we see this is in the Old Testament, the story of Moses. Remember when Moses went into Pharaoh's court, he did some miracles, and then Pharaoh's magicians for a while were doing similar things. Well, they were doing that by the power of Satan. And so Simon Magus apparently had some power. And when he saw Peter laying hands on people and the Holy Spirit came on them, and who knows, there might have been a prophetic utterance. They might have immediately started speaking in tongues. And no, that doesn't have to happen when you have the Holy Spirit. But in those days, there was usually some kind of manifestation that was visible to the naked eye so that people could see what was going on, so that God could give Christianity a good head start. And Simon was very intrigued with this, and he came up to Peter and offered him money for it. And so Peter is saying, by offering me money, you're telling me the condition of your heart. Now, when he says repent and perhaps, he's not suggesting that maybe God will forgive you. I think that the onus of the perhaps is perhaps if you're sincere as you're going to God. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It's a perhaps in terms of Simon's will. Obviously, if there's true repentance and true seeking of forgiveness, God will always grant it.
Okay. No matter what.
Yeah. But it's a very good question.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure, because that perhaps really made me question, like, is this another weird translation situation where it's a Greek word? And
no, but again, and people were loose with their figures of speech. Pray to God and perhaps he'll hear you. Obviously, God always hears people. But there is some legitimate perhaps there. Maybe this guy, I've seen people go through the motions of asking God to forgive them and they don't really have any intention of repenting. And so Peter already saw that there were problems with this guy's heart. And he's saying something's really going to have to change. And perhaps it will. And if it does, then yes, God will forgive you.
Understood. So did he ever sincerely repent, if you remember?
It looks like it, because he immediately said to Peter, "Please pray for me." So I get the impression that the guy did. Now, was it temporary? Did he go back to his black magic again?
We don't know.
There's always legends that develop with these Bible characters, so we could find some things in church history maybe, but we wouldn't know if it was actually the truth.
Quite interesting, because again, there's going to be a lot of interpretations about whether certain people in the Bible were saved or not, because it's a very limited amount of text given to them.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a question that's going to be up in the air, but it's good to know your opinion on the matter for sure. So,
the Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.